This is lesson number 17 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir. Today we begin the fifth perek, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Now these two Mishnayos are themselves a kind of an introduction or a background to the rest of the perek. But these two Mishnayos require their own introduction or background, which I will try to give to you in three pieces, three segments. Segment number one is a halacha which we've learned about nedorim. A vow, a neder, is only chal, only takes effect, if piv v'libo shovim, if a person intended to say what he actually said, he meant what he said. However, if he did not mean what he said, somehow he expressed something which was not consistent with his intention, that is a neder to'us, a neder, a mistaken neder, and is not chal, has no effect. So that's number one. Number two, as we know, nazirus, the commitment to become a nazir, with all of the consequent halachos which we've been studying, is a neder. It's a type of neder. Nazirus is a subcategory of the large category nedorim. So too are expressions of making something hektish, of donating or contributing an animal as a korban, or money for the funds of Hektish, of the Beis HaMikdash and its various, what should we say, programs and procedures. So Nazirus and Hektish are subcategories of Nedorim. That's number two. Number three is the din of Temura. Temura means, imagine the following scenario. I have in my flock of animals one animal that yesterday or whenever in the past I designated as a korban, as for example a korban ola, and I have the obligation to take this animal to the Beis HaMikdash to have it sacrificed upon the Mizbeach, upon the altar, as a korban ola. But right now the animal is in my pasture, and I have now another animal which is not hektish, and I would like to substitute animal B for animal A, the chulin animal for the korban ola hektish animal. So I say, hare zo tumuras ola, this animal which I have now in front of me should become the tumura, the substitute for the other animal which is a korban ola. And the Torah tells us toward the end of Chumash Vayikra, in Vayikra chapter 27, Pasuk 33, V'im homer yemirenu, if a person violates the prohibition against such an exchange, against trying to effect such a substitution, and he nevertheless says, I want this animal, new animal, to be instead of that other old animal, korban ola, the Torah tells us, "V'hoyahu utmuraso yihi yakodesh." The animal, the carbonola, remains a carbonola, and the tamura, the new animal, is also a carbonola. That's tamura. The halacha is that whereas, as we will see, it's a machlokas, but we rule like Beis Hillel that if I donate something to hegdesh b'to'us mistakenly, it is not hektish. The hektish is not chal, does not take effect. But a temura b'to'us does take effect. So that, for example, if I have this animal in front of me and I would like to make it a temuras ola, so I intend to say, oh, this animal should be a temura for this ola. And for some reason, instead of saying harezo temuras ola, I say harezo temuras shlomim. So the words that I said were Temura Shlomim, but I didn't mean those words. Nevertheless, the Temura is Chal, the animal is, new animal is now a Temura Shlomim. This is because Chazal Darshan, when the Torah says V'hoyahu smroso yihye kodesh, it should be kodesh, it means it should be shogei kamezit. Even if I misspoke, I didn't phrase it correctly, my words are not consistent with what I meant, nevertheless, the tmura is a tmura. So we have these three halachos. A neder must be pivoliv oshoven, a neder b'to'os is not a neder. Nezirus and Hegdesh are subcategories of Nedorim, and the Temura B'Taos is a Temura. Now, let's take a look at the actual Mishnah Aleph of Perek Chamish. Beishamai Omrim Hegdesh To'os Hegdesh. Beishamai says that whereas a Neder B'Taos might not be a Neder, but a Neder to Hegdesh B'Taos is a Neder. Uveis Hillel Omrim Eino Hegdesh. Uveis Hillel says no. Now the reason for Beis Shammai, the Gemara explains, is because Beis Shammai derives Tchilas Hegdesh, making something which was never Hegdesh at all, making it Hegdesh, but doing so erroneously, he learns it from Sof Hegdesh. Sof Hegdesh is Temura. It's called Sof Hegdesh, the end of the process of Hegdesh, because there is an animal in front of me that is a Karbanola. So that's Sof Hegdesh. And now I want to extend that Kedusha to a new animal, or transfer it to a new animal. So then we say, as the Torah says, and everyone agrees, Sof Hegdesh, Temura B'Tos, is a Temura. Beis Shammai says, Tchilas Hegdesh is also Hegdesh, even although it was B'Tos. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no way. Beis Hillel says that Temura is different. Temura is starting with an existing Hegdish animal, so therefore extending that existing Hegdish happens even, takes effect even B'to'us. But to create out of ex nihilo, yesh meyayin, a new Hegdish, B'to'us, that won't work. The Mishnah gives an example, Ketzat. Omar Shor Shachor Sheyetzei Mi Beisi Rishon Harehu Hegdesh. A person says, the black ox which comes out of my house, out of my barn first, should be Hegdesh. The Gemara explains that this fellow only owns one black ox. So his intention is that the black ox, and only the black ox that comes out of my barn, should be Hegdesh. Lo and behold, the white ox comes marching out first. So it should, you might think this is a neder b'to'us. The white ox is not what he meant. He meant the black ox. He even said the black ox. Beis Shammai omnim hegdesh. Beis Shammai says, nonetheless, the white ox that came out of the barn first is hegdesh. Because even though this person in his mind was sure that the black ox would come out first, so sure that he said, Shor Shachor Sheyetzei Mi Beisi Rishon Harehu Hegdesh, nevertheless, since the essence of his nether is first ox out is Hegdesh, so even though his intention was black ox, but the first ox out was the white ox is Hegdesh, Hegdesh, To'os, Hegdesh, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Eino Hegdesh. Beis Hillel says, no. The person said, Shor Shachor. When he said, first ox out, he meant black ox. Even though the white ox was the first one out, doesn't matter. He never had an intention to make the white ox Hegdesh. And therefore, it's a Hegdesh To'os. And according to Beis Hillel, Hegdesh To'os, Eino Hegdesh. This is with reference to animals which are designated as korbanos, kedushas haguf. The actual animal is kadosh. Mishnah Beis gives similar illustrations of kedushas damim, things which are donated to Hegdesh, not necessarily to be used themselves, but donated to Hegdesh as for their monetary value, for their financial value. Hegdesh can sell them to raise funds, etc. So, the person says, Dinar Zahov Sheyale Biyodi Rishon Harehu Hegdesh. The gold coin which will come out of my pocket first, the first coin out of my pocket, should be Hegdesh. Now his intention is His statement, basically, essentially, his statement is, first coin is Hekdesh. His intention is clear. Gold coin is Hekdesh. V'ola shel kesef. And lo and behold, the first coin out was silver. So he never meant that the silver coin should be Hekdesh. But he did say, she'yaleh b'yodi rishon. Be'shamay omrim Hekdesh. Be'shamay says, even though his intention was clearly not to donate the silver coin, but rather the gold coin, but since he did say first one out, and the silver coin is the first one out, Hekdesh to'os Hekdesh, and the silver coin is Hekdesh. Whereas Beis Hillel consistently says, Beis Hillel Omrim, Eino Hekdesh, because he meant clearly the gold coin, and not the silver coin, and any statement about the silver coin was a to'os, and Hekdesh to'os, Eino Hekdesh. Similarly, if a person says, Chovis shel yayin shetale biyodi rishono harehi Hekdesh, the barrel of wine, which will be the first barrel out of the storeroom, should become Hekdesh. Now, obviously, he is sure that the first barrel will be wine, and he is Makdish, the first barrel. We also shall shemen, and lo and behold, the first barrel out of the storeroom is oil, olive oil, and not wine. Beis Shammai Omrim Hekdesh. Beis Shammai still says that the shemen, the olive oil, becomes Hekdesh, because Hekdesh to'os Hekdesh. Even though it was an error, nevertheless, an error is also Hekdesh according to Beis Shammai, whereas Beis Hillel says, ain't no Hekdesh. Beis Hillel says, no way, it is not Hekdesh. The Gemara explains that even though there is a principle which states, Hamakdish be'ayin yofeh makdish, that a person who donates to Hekdesh obviously is motivated by generosity, and we can assume that he wants to donate the more generous item. Nevertheless, if his statement was a statement based upon a to'os, upon a mistake, whether he thought that the better item, in this case the wine, would be the first barrel out, or whether he thought that the cheaper item, in this case the shemen, would be the first one out, no difference. Beis Hillel says, Hekdesh to'os ain't no Hekdesh. So this is lesson number 17, in which we have laid out the machlokes about Hekdesh b'to'os between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel being the ones to say that just like a run-of-the-mill neder must be pivalivo shovin, a neder b'to'os is not a neder, so too a neder of Hekdesh b'to'os is not a neder, is not Hekdesh, according to Beis Hillel. Tomorrow, we will go ahead to learn how this applies, not to Hekdesh, but to Nezirus. So we have completed lesson number 17.